Richard, have you ever seen a photograph of Neil Armstrong, the first person to walk on the moon,
mm-hmm.
actually on the moon?
I mean, I assume I have. He obviously had his helmet on at the time.
You've seen the picture of him reflected in Aldrin's helmet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But have you seen him actual photograph taken by Aldrin of Armstrong?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Well, it does exist, but it's very hard to find. Unless you know where to go, look, like on my computer hard drive. Well, Stuart Atkinson, a poet from Britain, in 2009 wrote this poem called Lost Moon. And it's one image of Armstrong, a side view of him at the lunar module is the one that I'm referring to. But I don't think that Stuart has seen this one. Listen to Stuart.
Lost Moon by Stuart Atkinson, posted on 2009 July 9th. How I yearn for an image of Armstrong. Just one. To prove he was the first man to stand on the virgin land of an alien world. The first man to unfurl a familiar flag as he sagged under the weight of fate and history. Breathing rare and precious air brought from the blue and green bauble gleaming in the squid ink sky. A quarter million miles away. Instead, we have a mere five teasing glimpses of greatness. This one shows his legs. That one, I think, his head. A third, the toes of his boot, the same boot, perhaps, that was the first boot, the one that crumped softly down into Luna's dirt as he took his famous one small step. But none show his face. The first face to feel soul light beaming down from an alien sky, or the first eyes to stare, wide with wonder, at sights dreamed of by man since the dawn of time. Surely there should, have been one. A single lonely frame could have been set aside to ensure historians of ages yet to come do not condemn us for being fools. Was one in focus? Worth a thousand words view too much to ask? Was it too hard a task for the men who built the Saturn V, who pierced the azure sky to order Aldrin to snap just one likeness of Armstrong, to immortalize him, standing proudly on the moon, gold-hued visor raised, his tired smile saying to the watching world, "We did it." This is the portrait that should have been. The picture we should have seen on the covers of a million collector's edition magazines in the days after Eagle flew free.
Instead, we have that famous picture of Aldrin standing on the moon. Oh, well, that's the way it went.